WRCO Radio Sports brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club. We'll have a look back at high school basketball with Phil Nee from last night. And we'll bring in WRCO wrestling guru Bill Twining for a preview of today's action and last night's girls tournaments in the area.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess. Last night on the radio, it was a conference boys basketball matchup, and Phil Nee was there.
The River Valley boys basketball team picks up a victory over Richland Center in Friday night Southwest Wisconsin conference action. 72-59, the final score. Quite a ball game as River Valley jumped out to a 28-point lead in the first half at 35-7. By halftime, they were up 39-22. Richland Center continued the comeback that brought them to single digits late in the ball game. They got within 8 points with a minute 19 left in the game. River Valley was able to get a key steal. They made a few key free throws down at the end of the game, and they hold on for the victory, 72-59. Leading scorers for River Valley, 14 for Houston Thatcher. Caleb Drakenberg at 14, all in the first half. 11 for Jackson Thatcher. Lucas Klein has 10. 13 for Quincy Blakely. 4 by Sam Poppy. 3 each for Caden Plumley and Sumner Knockreiner. Richland Center is led by Wes Bosworth with 19. 18 for Jaden Shep. Brady Dosh adds 11. 6 for Liam Fingerson and 5 for Trayton Shep. The Hornets were 11 of 16 from the line. River Valley, 21 of 32. They made a total of 5 threes. Quincy Blakely had 2 of them. Richland Center makes a total of 4 threes, 2 of them from Jaden Shep. Richland Center won the early game 69-59 in junior varsity action. Richland Center falls to 9 and 10 and 2 and 5 in the conference. They will play Saturday afternoon at Sparta. For River Valley, now 9-8 and 4-3 in the league, they will host Sauk Prairie on Monday. Once again, the final score, River Valley hangs on for a victory, avenging an earlier in the season loss to the Hornets, 72-59. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. It was also Ithaca over DeSoto, 58-52. Highland, 73-38 over Albany. Lancaster picked up a 76-69 win over Dodgeville. Kohler 81, Blattville 68. GET with a nice win over Viroqua, 54-46. River Ridge 91, Judah 43. Potosi 68-42 over Pecatonica. A win for Mount Horeb over Sauk Prairie, 50-44. And Edgewood over Reedsburg, 82-52. In girls' finals, Ithaca 53-48 over DeSoto. Darlington picked up the win over Boscobel, 71-34. North Crawford 44, Seneca 39, Hillsboro 58, Nacita 34, Sparta 51-44 over Viroqua. Wazika Steuben 67, Lafarge Youth Initiative 21. Brookwood 49, Royal 47, Cashton over New Lisbon 51-46, Sauk Prairie 70, Portage 28, and Onalaska defeated Toma 50-27.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
February brings with it conference wrestling Saturday today as league tournaments are held across the state of Wisconsin. A preview of the state tournament trail that begins next weekend with WIAA Wrestling Regionals. WRCO Sports will be busy today providing you with live coverage of two large combined conference wrestling tournaments, the annual All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash at Prairie du Chien, and the combined Scenic Ridge Conference event at Royal High School in Elroy. At Royal, it'll be the 18th annual convergence of Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs conference wrestling teams, and host Royal Waniwak Center is the defending conference champion, 1 year ago finishing ahead of New Lisbon and third place Ithaca Weston, which had won the event the previous 2 years. DeSoto and Pecatonica Argyle rounded out the top five. Those teams are joined today at the Scenic Ridge event by North Crawford Seneca, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Hillsboro, Brookwood, Cashton, and River Ridge. There are seven returning individual champions at the Scenic Ridge tournament today, including three-time champion Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who then went on to win a state title at the Kohl Center in Madison. Teammate Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle, also a senior, is a two-time conference champ and placed third in the state meet. Other returning conference champions at the Scenic Ridge tournament today are Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimsler of North Crawford Seneca, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, and teammates Jackson Bender and Trenton Fry from host Royal Waniwak Center. Other individuals to watch at the Scenic Ridge are two-time conference runners-up Ryan McCoy of Hillsboro and Samson Degner of Royal Waniwak Center, and state qualifier Parker Milsna of Cashton. Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston, Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca, and Kasten Gazda of Brookwood are among the runners-up who are striving for a conference title this time around, while wrestlers who have previously placed third and are looking for a higher place on the award stand include the following: Carrick Thompson and Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston, Sam Noble and Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Logan Gajewski of Hillsboro, and a pair from Brookwood, Drew Powell and Henner Gomez. Today's wrestling at Royal High School looks to begin as early as 9:30 this morning. Meanwhile, at Prairie du Chien's new field house, they're shooting for a start time of 10 o'clock as 13 teams from the SWAL and the SWC compete in the 36th annual clash, and Iowa Grant Highland is the defending tournament champion. Host Prairie du Chien finished second a year ago with Fenimore, Mineral Point, and Darlington Blackhawk rounding out the top five. The clash, of course, involves area teams Richland Center, Riverdale, River Valley, Boscobel, Wazika, Steuben, as well as Dodgeville, Lancaster, Belmont, Platteville, and Cuba City, Benton, Southwestern. There were no less than four two-time conference champions competing in the clash today: Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien, and teammates Rowan Carey and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. A fifth two-time champion at the clash, junior Hunter Stevens, won't be competing, having transferred from Iowa Grant Highland to Mount Horeb High School. Other reigning or former conference champs looking for another clash title today include Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland, Maddox Goble, and last year's most valuable wrestler Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, and the Fenimore duo of Siler Zansevich and Tristan Stelt. Other individuals to keep an eye on at the clash today include both conference and state tournament runner-up Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Riverdale conference runner-up Grant Matthews, and two-time second-place finisher Brody Meese, River Valley state qualifiers Wyatt Knockreiner and Noah Radke, Job Wetter and Ashton Udelhoven of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Dodgeville's Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson, bi-state champion Bodie Brockhoff and teammates Tyson Imhoff and Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland, Minnesota's young trio, or Mineral Points, a young trio of bi-state place winners Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, and Jacob Dannenberg, along with conference runners-up from a year ago, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, Mason Scullion of Mineral Point, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, and Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien. Last night at Belmont High School, the girls' version of the clash was held. SWAL, SWC, and Scenic Ridge conference teams were involved, and Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won the event with 94.5 points. 12 competitors wrestling for the Predators last night brought Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative to the championship. Lancaster was runner-up with 90 points, Prairie du Chien third, 85, Mineral Point fourth, 84.5, and Richland Center fifth with 81. Top girls for area teams, the Hornets of Richland Center had two runners-up, juniors Kaylee Spildy and Madeline Muller, while sophomore Mariah Obday was fourth and junior Valerie Favre sixth for Richland Center. At the Clash girls event last night for River Valley, Mackenzie Schulte, a freshman, and Montana Joles, a sophomore, led the way, both placed third. Aubrey Conway, a junior, was fourth, and freshman Hazel Corbett seventh for the Blackhawks. For the champion Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative team, a champion led the way, Mariana Miller. Senior won the 107-pound weight class. Two teammates placed second, sophomores Emerson Miller and Madison Glass. Three teammates placed third, Maddie Townsend, Mara Hubley, and Lorelei Young. Ithaca Weston had just one wrestler in the event. Jewel Groskopf was a fifth-place finisher, 114 pounds. Zoe Logue, a freshman, led North Crawford Seneca with a fourth-place finish. Other place winners, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, had two runners-up, Tatum Brutus and Lexi Lathrop. For Dodgeville, Brielle Walmer was runner-up, a sophomore at 185 pounds. Maya Markline was third at 100, and senior Ava Lord fourth at 107. Iowa Grand Highland had just one wrestler. Freshman Maria Schaefer was third at 138 pounds. Mineral Point and Prairie du Chien led the way with three individual champions apiece at last night's girls clash at Belmont High School. Three of the top area girls did not wrestle Friday night. Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston, Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca, Luca Gross of Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative did not wrestle. They're hoping to compete next weekend at the WIAA Regional. Join WRCO Sports throughout today, beginning at 10 o'clock this morning for live coverage from the boys' events at Prairie du Chien and Royal High School. For Phil Nee, Henry Bray, and David Wormand, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.